USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As rescue efforts continue at the site of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, officials are also turning their attention to the survivors and the families of those who have lost loved ones. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis talked Monday about the need for long-term mental health assistance for those people.
This is something that's very traumatic, so the mental health aspects are going to be very, very important, and this is something that is going to be require long-term support. But I can tell you the support is there. Getting through some of the bureaucracy to channel that sometimes in situations like this, unfortunately, can be something that we have to do. But the support is there. This community, South Florida, all of Florida, and really people throughout the country have wanted to do it. And we were actually just speaking about ways, the mayor and I were just speaking about other ways that we can channel some of this generosity into relief efforts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will travel to Guatemala Tuesday to meet with members of the Guatemalan government, a month after Vice President Kamala Harris made the same trip as part of her duties to try to stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. border. Former Acting ICE Director Ron Vitello says that working with the Northern Triangle countries is good, but won't stop the surge. He tells Fox News that the root cause of the surge is the reversal of Trump-era policies.
I suppose there's potential there, but the root cause of this surge that's on the border and this uncontrolled pipeline is the reversal of the policies that we're allowing people to wait in Mexico for their asylum claims, the accords with the Northern Triangle about asylum reforms. The root cause of this problem, the root cause of the chaos, is because they reversed those policies. Now, working with Guatemala, working with the Northern Triangle on governance and anti-corruption activities, that's all good and well and good, but that's not going to stop the surge that's occurring on the border right now. We've encouraged people to send or bring their children to the border, and the root cause of the chaos is the reversal of these policies.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
As more and more states relax some of their COVID-19 restrictions, not all restaurants will be ready for your next visit. John Clemens explains.
The big issue is the labor shortages, not to mention the pressures on the supply chain. Restaurant industry expert Chris Rode is with SSCP Management, which currently owns or operates 60-plus commercial real estate properties, the 300-unit CC's Pizza brand, the Roy's Hawaiian Fusion fine dining chain, and hundreds of Applebee's and Sonic's.
There was a pizza place a couple weeks ago, someone told me about, a big chain, I'll leave them unnamed, who didn't have cheese. Their pizza place. So there are significant issues happening out there with the supply chain.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And Tajikistan has mobilized military forces to secure its border as Afghan security forces advance into the country. More than 1,000 Afghans crossed the border as Taliban fighters advanced to the area. Tajik President Emomali Rahman has called up 20,000 reservists in response to the fighting on his country's border. Rahman has also called on the leaders of several countries in the area to meet to discuss the situation, including Russia's Vladimir Putin. The action's coming as the U.S. has been accelerating its withdrawal from Afghanistan. And the Stanley Cup Finals will continue after the Montreal Canadiens beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in overtime of Game 4 of the series. The Habs now trail in the best-of-seven series 3-1. Game 5 is back in Tampa on Wednesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.